Don't Touch That Dial. It's the American Grooves Radio Hour with your host, Joe Lauro.
Welcome, folks. This is Joe Lauro, and today on American Grooves Radio Hour, we will be playing the songs of the Great Depression. Sad songs and happy songs. A little bit of everything from country to blues to jazz.
This country is coming to, I sure would like to know, if they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day. Nothing to eat, no place to sleep. All night long, folks walking the street. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Saw a man this morning walking down the street in his BVDs, no shoes on his feet. You ought to see the women curving in the flat. I could hear them saying, what kind of man is that? Doggone, I mean the panic is on. All the landlords done raised the rent. Folks that ain't broke is badly bent. Where they get dough from, goodness knows. But if they don't produce it in the street, they goes. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Some play the numbers, some read your mind. They all got a racket of some kind. Some trimming cones off of people's feet. They got to do something to make ends meet. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Some women are selling apples, some selling pies, some selling gin and rye. Some selling socks to support their man. In fact, some are selling everything they can. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Upon my clothes and everything, on my jewelry, watching my ring, on my razor and my gun. So if luck don't change, there'll be some stealing done. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Old probation ruined everything. That's why I'm forced to sing. Here's one thing I want you all to hear. Until they bring back light wine, gin and beer. Doggone, the panic will be on.
Hezekiah Jenkins in 1931, The Panic is On. Jenkins was a tent show performer, a medicine show performer, and really on the periphery of black entertainment, playing the TOBA circuit, but he was around from probably around 1900 on, vanished out of sight, probably shortly after this recording was made. Tough times, no doubt, and the music of the era clearly reflected some of the times. You got songs that were very cheerful to try to give you a bit of optimism, and then you had songs like The Panic is On, which really hit you right between your eyes. Now, here's one that I really, really love. It was issued on a record that was only sold on newsstands. It was a company called Dorium that produced it, Hit of the Week, two hits for two bits. And this particular recording by a very famous Eddie Cantor, who at that point was at the height of his career on radio, Broadway, he was everywhere. He recorded this song for a very short-lived show called Ballyhoo, and the song is called Cheer Up, Cheer Up. I'm going to read you some of the lyrics of this tune because I want to make sure you know what they are. I'm not sure if you'll be able to hear them on this paper record we're about to play. Sure, business is bunk and Wall Street is sunk. We're all of us broke and ready to croak. We've nothing to dunk, can't even get drunk. And all the while, they tell us to smile. Second verse. The world's in the red. We're better off dead. Depression, they say, is in session to stay. Our judges are queer. Our banks disappear. And all the while, they tell us to smile.
Sure, business is punk and Wall Street is sunk. We're all of us broke and ready to croak. We've nothing to dunk, can't even get drunk. And all the while they tell us to smile. Cheer up, gentle citizens, though you have no shirt. Happy days are here again. Cheer up, smile, nerds. All aboard prosperity, giggle till it hurts. No more breadline charity, cheer up, smile, nerds. Cheer up, 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 cheer. Better times are here, sunny smilers we must be, the optimist asserts. Let's hang the fat head to a tree, cheer up, smile, nerds. The world's in the red, we're better off dead. Depression, they say, is in session to stay. Our judges are queer, our banks disappear, and all the while they tell us to smile. Cheer up, gentle citizens, though you have no shirt. Happy days are here again. Cheer up, smile, nerds. All aboard prosperity, giggle till it hurts. No more breadline charity, cheer up, smile, nerds. Cheer up, 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 cheer. Better times are here. Sunny smilers we must be, the optimist asserts. Let's hang the fat head to a tree. Cheer up, smile, nerds.
Where have I seen your face?
Please don't try to tease me, mister, just because I lost a race. I was once a great big banker worth $1 million for a time, but I lost the whole caboodle in the fall of 29.
In the fall of 29, in the fall of 29, that's when we started sliding in the fall of 29. Was the fall of 50-50, you lost yours and I lost mine. But it made us all more human since the fall of 29.
Mr. Taxi Driver, where have I seen you before?
Listen, buddy, I'm the fella who had stocks and bonds galore. My office was on Wall Street, everything was going fine, but my stocks and bonds all vanished in the fall of 29.
In the fall of 29, in the fall of 29, that's when we started sliding in the fall of 29. Was the fall of 50-50, you lost yours and I lost mine. But it made us all more human since the fall of 29.
Hey there, Mr. Apple Vendor, with that old familiar tune.
Gee whiz, you do remember, I'm the guy who plays the flute. I was making lots of money, the way I spent it was a crime. But my income stopped completely in the fall of 29.
In the fall of 29, in the fall of 29, that's when we started fighting in the fall of 29. Was the fall of 50-50, you lost yours and I lost mine. But it made us all more human since the fall of 29.
Ringing our front doorbell, she has magazines to sell.
Well, wouldn't that surprise you if it isn't Mrs. Swell? She used to lead the whole 400, had 12 servants all the time, but it seems she got a setback in the fall of 29.
In the fall of 29, in the fall of 29, that's when we started sliding in the fall of 29. Was the fall of 50-50, you lost yours and I lost mine. But it made us all more human since the fall of 29.
In higher places before the fall of 29, but now you find their faces in that good old free bread line. We thought we were intelligent before that fateful fall, but now we've come to realize we didn't know it all.
In the fall of 29, in the fall of 29, that's when we started sliding in the fall of 29. Was the fall of 50-50, you lost yours and I lost mine. But it made us all more human since the fall of 29.
W. Lee O'Daniel was an American Democratic Party politician from Texas, and he used a string band for a lot of his promotional work and had a record contract with Vocalion Records, whom he recorded for about 10 years. He was enormously popular on the radio, local radio down in Texas, which also helped his political ambitions. He was portrayed in the Coen Brothers film, Brother, Where Art Thou? There's a character that plays him. You may remember the scene where they're in a little radio studio making a broadcast. Pappy O'Daniels, as they called him, was one of those characters. He's now a folklore hero. And that was the fall of 29, recorded in 1933. And it's talking about the Wall Street crash and the devastation that happened, which led to the Great Depression, no doubt. You know, during the Depression in 1932, which was considered perhaps the worst year, only 6 million phonograph records were sold. It was a luxury. Victor Records charged 75 cents a record. Columbia charged 75 cents. There were other labels that were way cheaper, but even a quarter at the time was a lot of money. And, you know, the first things that went were luxuries like phonograph records. So virtually any record from that period of 1931 to 34 is pretty hard to come by these days. One of the great anthems of the Great Depression era, we all know the song, still performed today, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? Everyone recorded it, Rudy Valley, Bing Crosby famously. But here's a fellow by the name of Charlie Palloy. He sounds a lot like Bing Crosby, although he plays his own guitar on all of his records. And here's his version from 1931 of Brother, Can You Spare a Dime, recorded on the Crown record labels, which went with the Great Depression, no longer existed after 1933. Brother, can you spare a dime?
Built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember, they called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember, I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime?
Slim Smith made a handful of records, maybe less, and this one I love. It's called Breadline Blues, and the guitarist that you hear, the Sly guitarist, is actually the Hawaiian wizard of the strings, Benny Nawahi, who made a bunch of records on his own. I'll probably play a few of those on later episodes of the American Grooves Radio Hour, but here is Benny Nawahi accompanying Slim Smith in 1933, Breadline Blues.
The latest news has struck me funny. Says you have no friends if you haven't got money. And all of us good folks in distress. But I'm gonna get something off of my chest. 1932 won't be long. And when you place your vote, please don't vote wrong. Vote away those blues, the breadline blues. Rich man's job to make some rules in order to rid my breadline blues.
Now listen here, folks, and it ain't no joke. We've got to do something or we all gonna croak. We can't get a job, we've all been robbed. We've got no money and the corn's all cob. We've nothing but blues, the breadline blues. If we had state rights, I'll leave it to you. We could all have fun and better homebrew. Says a long-eared mule standing over his box to the big-mouthed elephant, you drink like an ox. You had 12 years, proved nothing but a curse. Instead of making it better, it's getting worse and worse. Says a long-eared mule, I ain't no fool. The elephant said, you long-eared mule, will you shut your mouth? Never been to school. The mule said, elephant, it ain't no joke. We've got to do something or we all gonna croak. We ain't got nothing but a carload of tax, and the doggone load's just breaking our backs. We've got the blues, the breadline blues. The latest news has struck me funny. Says you have no friends if you haven't got money, and all of us good folks in distress. But I'm gonna get something off of my chest. 1932 won't be long, and when you place your vote, please don't vote wrong. Vote away those blues, the breadline blues.
Spending my money, I didn't care. I carried my friends out for a good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. When I began to fall so low, I didn't have a friend and no place to go. So if I ever get my hand on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it till them eagles grin. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. In my pocket, not one penny, and my friends, I haven't any. But if I ever get on my feet again, then I'll meet my long lost friend. It's mighty strange, without a doubt. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. I mean, when you're down and out. Without a doubt.
The great Bessie Smith in 1929, "Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out." Ain't that the truth? Bessie was coasting from a long career that began way back in the early 1920s, and she became one of the first great blues singers to record. And at this point, the Great Depression, I think she lasted one more year after this, and her record contract ended for a few years until John Hammond brought her back in 33 for her final session. The theme you hear every week on American Grooves Radio Hour is a tune recorded in 1932 by Art Casal and his Castles in the Air Orchestra, and it is called "Everything is Going to Be Okay, America." And since I only play the intro, I'm going to let you hear the whole thing. Here it is.
Okay, America!
Now, wrap up your troubles and throw them away. They're only bubbles, and you'll find that out someday. Beyond the blue horizon, a rainbow's peeping through. So just keep your eyes on that good old red, white, and blue. Say everything is gonna be okay.
Okay, America.
Okay, America. Now, come on, let's all sing it.
Everything is gonna be okay, America. Okay, America, now. Wrap up your troubles and throw them away. They're only bubbles, you'll find out someday. Beyond the blue horizon, a rainbow peeping through. So try to keep your eyes on the patch of sky that's blue. Cause everything is gonna be okay, America. Okay, America, now.
For obvious reasons, songs of optimism were recorded frequently during the Great Depression. I mean, some way to get people to stop worrying and to get a little pleasure out of music and not have the worries of the times in their face all the time. In fact, songs like "Breadline Blues" and "The Panic Is On" were really unusual. Most of the pop music of the time painted a rosy picture of the Great Depression. For obvious reasons, people didn't want to hear about the horrible things that were going on, and songs like "The Panic Is On" and "Breadline Blues" were quite unusual. More common was this next tune by Ted Lewis, a tune called "Heading for Better Times." A young Benny Goodman is there on clarinet, and it shows the optimism of the time that was reflected in pop music. Recorded on Columbia, "Heading for Better Times."
All aboard for the Sunshine Special. This train is headed for better times. All aboard. Mr. Gloom, he won't be allowed. No, in an optimistic crowd. For this choo-choo, choo-choo is headed for better times. And listen, folks, don't pack a trunk of junk filled with yesterdays. No, no, because tomorrow, yes, sir, we're going to see sunshine. And you know, as we go from state to state, we'll be shouting things are great on that choo-choo, choo-choo headed for better times. Tell them, boys.
First up on the way.
Franklin Roosevelt was elected president in the worst year of the Great Depression, 1932. He came into office in early 1933, and he served four terms, or I should say he was elected four times, which was totally unusual. But hey, you know, he got the country through the Great Depression, and he tried to get the country through World War II, but he unfortunately passed away before the war ended. We all know that. But people loved Roosevelt. He really was voted in with much support from both sides. And for his 1936 campaign, people were writing songs about him. People were supporting him. And Bill Cox, who was a country singer at the time, made a lot of folk records and topical tunes, recorded this one. It's called Franklin Roosevelt is Back Again.
Just hand me my old Martin, for soon I will be starting back to dear old Charleston far away.
Hallelujah!
Since Roosevelt's been re-elected, we'll not be neglected. We've got Franklin D. Roosevelt back again. Back again. Back again. We've got Franklin D. Roosevelt back again. Since Roosevelt's been elected, moonshine liquor's been corrected. We've got legal wine, whiskey, beer, and gin. I'll take a drink of brandy and let myself be handy. Good old times are coming back again.
Hallelujah.
You can laugh and tell a joke You can dance and drink and smoke. We've got Franklin D. Roosevelt back again. Back again. Back again. We've got Franklin D. Roosevelt back again. We'll have money in our jeans. We can travel with the queens. We've got Franklin D. Roosevelt back again. Bread lines, we're glad to say, the donkey won election day. No more standing in the blowing snow and rain.
Hallelujah.
He's got things in full sway. We're all working and getting our pay. We've got Franklin D. Roosevelt back again. Back again. Back again. We've got Franklin D. Roosevelt back again. Roosevelt's been elected, moonshine liquor's been corrected. We've got Franklin D. Roosevelt back again.
Play that thing, boy.
Far away, you shouted hip hooray, but look at him today. Remember my forgotten man, you had him cultivate the land. He walked behind a plow, the sweat fell from his brow, but look at him right now. And once he used to love me, I was happy then. Used to take care of me. Won't you bring him back again? 'Cause ever since the world began, a woman's got to have a man. Forgetting him, you see, means you're forgetting me, like my forgotten man.
That was Helen Rowland in 1932 with the Ed Lloyd Orchestra. And that tune, Remember My Forgotten Man, was from the famous Gold Diggers of 1933, written by Dubin and Warren for that great Busby Berkeley Great Depression era musical. the song really isn't specifically about anything going on during the Great Depression, but it is really about the men that fought in World War I that were hoping to get the bonus that was promised them. And they marched on Washington. They camped out in tents in Washington to try to get what was promised them. And that's what that song is all about. Was he forgotten? He fought in a war. Now the Great Depression has hit him. It's a wonderful song. The Tale of the Ticker, sung by Frank Crummett here in 1930, is poking fun of the Wall Street crash. Still, the Depression hadn't totally kicked in, so it was a little easier to get away with a song like this. It was a comedic pop tune, because, you know, let's face it, the crash actually only affected a small amount of people. Probably a smaller percentage of people had money in Wall Street back then than they do now. But nonetheless, we know that it was significant and, you know, dire things happened shortly thereafter. So here, before the clouds got gray, is Frank Crummett singing The Tale of the Ticker.
This little pig went to market where they buy and sell the stocks. And this little pig came home again with a system full of shocks. I don't understand their language, don't know what it's all about. For a bull buys up and the bear sells down and the broker sells you out. And here is a song they sing the whole day long. Oh, the market's not so good today, your stocks look kinda sick. In fact, they all drop down a point each time the tickers tick. We'll have to have more margin now, there isn't any doubt. So you better dash with a load of cash or we'll have to sell you out. The stock exchange is a funny place, it's the strangest place in town. The seats cost half a million cash, but the brokers won't sit down. There's the broker, the bull and the bear, it's queer but it's not a joke. For you get the bull till your bankroll's bare and the broker says you're broke. And here is the song I hear the whole day long. Oh, the market's not so good today, your stocks look kinda sick. In fact, they all drop down a point each time the tickers tick. We'll have to have more margin now, there isn't any doubt. So you better dash with a load of cash or we'll have to sell you out. The market simply goes to prove that we still have loco weeds. For the bull buys what he doesn't want, and the bear sells what he needs. I bought an elevator stock and thought that I'd done well. Then the little bears all ran downstairs and rang the basement bell. And here is the song I heard the whole day long. Oh, the market's not so good today, your stocks look kinda sick. In fact, they all drop down a point each time the tickers tick. We'll have to have more margin now, there isn't any doubt. So you better dash with a load of cash or we'll have to sell you out.
Red sign on my door. Starvation in my kitchen. That red sign on my door. If my luck don't change, baby, can't stay right in my home no more. You can mistreat me cause I'm down. Mama, that's all right for you. You can mistreat me, cause I'm down. Baby, that's all right for you. Someday you're going to be down, baby. Your friends gonna mistreat you too. When I had my money, my doorbell rung every day. When I had my money, my doorbell rung every day. So now I ain't got no money. My friends go the other way. Starvation everywhere I go. Mama, starvation, yeah. Starvation everywhere I go. Look like cause I ain't got no money. I'm the only man starvation knows. When you see a little black wagon, I'm rolling to your door. When you see a little black wagon, I'm rolling to your door. Mama, you don't need no telling. Better find some place to go.
Big Bill Brunzi in 1934, Starvation Blues. Now here's a tune that I love. It actually was written by Stephen Foster in the 19th century. Hard Times Come Again No More. Here's a version recorded on Victor Records in 1932 by the Graham Quartet, a very obscure vocal group. But this is a lovely, simple version of a classic tune about hard times.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears, while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you'll have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a sigh that is wafted across the troubled wave. 'Tis a wail that is heard upon the shore. 'Tis a
dirge that is murmured around the lowly grave. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you'll have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more.
Well, folks, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of American Grooves Radio Hour, Great Depression. We'll probably do another one. I love this era. I have many, many different recordings from it. And anyway, I'm going to leave you with a bit of Great Depression optimism. Dick Robertson, them good old times are coming back again.
Oh, them good old times are coming back again. Oh, them good old times are coming back again. And the good old sun will shine, and we won't have no bread line. Oh, them good old days are coming back again. Oh, them good old days are coming back again. Oh, them good old days are coming back again. We won't have to break our backs, toting a big load on our backs. Good old times are coming back again. Oh, them good old times are coming back again. Oh, them good old times are coming back again. Instead of filling up our jail, we'll fill up our dinner pail. Oh, them good old times are coming back again. Old Depression, he will go to that place where there's no snow. Oh, them good old times are coming back again. Oh, them good old times are coming back again. We'll throw out our worn-out shoes, drive away the hungry blues. Oh, them good old times are coming back again. Oh, them good old times are coming back again. Yeah, them good old times are coming back again. And that long-eared mule will say to the elephant that day that the good old times are coming back again. Oh, the good old times are coming back again. Yes, the good old times are coming back again. We'll ride handsome wide and far in our little touring car. Oh, them good old times are coming back again. We'll have money in our jeans. We'll eat more than turnip greens. Oh, the good old times are coming back again.
Okay, America!
The American Grooves Radio Hour is brought to you weekly on WLIW-FM, Southampton, 88.3 on your radio dial, and at WLIW.org, and all streaming formats.